The United Kingdom is struggling with a problem that's all too familiar to Americans. The economy is growing, unemployment is dropping, but growing numbers of people don't have enough to eat. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this crisis has sparked a national debate about hunger in a wealthy country.
For the first 50 years of his life, Peter Brogan led a comfortable middle-class existence. He had a house, a job, a relationship. Then about 6 months ago, the relationship fell apart, and so did his life. Between alcoholism and depression, he couldn't keep his head above water.
I was begging outside McDonald's just to get a cup of tea off somebody, and then I would use the toilet facilities there to wash up and sleep. I was sleeping in a park not too far from here.
The physical pain of hunger was so insistent, it would wake him up in the middle of the night and send him rummaging through trash cans.
You're turning over anything that you see that might be possibly edible. It's extraordinary. You become sort of lowered to sort of a more animalistic sense, and you become basically a scavenger.
Today he's sober, living in subsidized housing, and volunteering at the We Care food bank in southeast London. Another volunteer named Stanford Malcolm is stocking the empty shelves after a busy weekend.
There's cornflakes, carrots, kidney beans, spaghetti, baked beans.
People can choose 10 items and they are asked to pay a pound. Supervisor Clyde Balch says the payment is not required.
It's a token payment, really, because we try to avoid people feeling utterly humiliated. So if they pay a pound for 10 items, then it's a contribution. They feel a bit better about themselves.
Many of the people who come here for food have jobs, but much like in the U.S., the cost of living here in London is growing fast, while paychecks stay the same and welfare programs shrink. Ray Woodford is one of the founders of this food bank.
In this area, for example, a one-bedroom flat to rent has gone from about $700 American to $1,200 American in a year.
Hunger has become one of the biggest issues in British society right now. Earlier this month, a cross-party government report generated headlines for days. It said one problem is shrinking benefits. Business Minister Matthew Hancock rejected that claim on Sky News.
What is the best way to tackle poverty? Is it to give people money and leave them on the dole, as happened in the past? Or is it to do everything you can to get people into work?
Local radio talk shows started to feature callers like this man, who introduced himself as Mike in New Cross. He described being laid off from his job and then struggling to afford groceries.
You sit there and you don't know what you're going to do, and you don't know you've got nothing to eat. And you have walk to the cupboard 10, 50 times a day and there's nothing there, it don't change. So don't tell me that I'm taking a piss because I ain't.
Online, that audio ricocheted across the UK and around the world. We've not been able to independently verify its authenticity. Frank Field co-chaired the government inquiry into hunger in Britain.
In the post-war world, we've assumed as economies recover, everybody benefits. This is clearly not happening this time in Britain, in that there are many more jobs, but those jobs pay very low wages.
He says the intention of his panel was not to release the report in the days before Christmas to tug at British heartstrings. His intention was to release it in the run-up to next year's elections, to make British politicians address the issue during the campaign. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.